John?
Yeah.
I have talked to this fellow that you recommended, Beeland.
Beeland.
And I thought your letter about him was one of the strongest I ever got, and I think it's every bit justified. And what I would like you to do is, he's here at my desk, and I told him about how strongly you felt. I wanted to bring in somebody that I'd known a long time. But I got your letter, and I evaluated it, kind of like I did that judgeship, and considered it carefully, and thought about it, and I believe we ought to bring him in and promote MacMillan up to his place and try to take this boy Myers, who is now in the Dallas Regional Office, and put him in as a regional director so we don't get in that fight right quick with Jimmy Morris and do it all simultaneously.
Well, that's fine.
And you just, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I guess send his nomination to the Hill, and you just get me the papers on it, and I'll...
You'll have to send two to the Hill. I'll call right now to the office and have Moran
well,
get the stuff.
He's right here. Why don't you say, tell him what to do?
What?
Fred's here. Why don't you tell him what to do? But you got to quit being so damn convincing in your logic, and you don't ever put any pressure on. You just know how to work me every day.
Well, Mr. President, I just feel great about this because I think this is the right decision, and I understand the problem you have in this, too.
Well, you just do it right, and I'm mighty proud of you. Now, here's Fred.
General, this is just like telling someone it's a boy.
Hi, Fred. I think it's wonderful news. Listen, Fred.
Yeah.
We better get the thing right in action, huh?
Right.
And Dave ought to get the papers for appointing
Meyer ready.
Meyer ready right now.
That's right.
And I think this is just wonderful news. I'm just pleased it's fun.
Well, this has been just a wonderful experience for me.
Well,
right, thanks so much, sir.